We all know Simon, frequent speaker on our stickiest subjects. All the subjects nobody else wants to address, he will tackle, and he will write a long, long paper on it. Simon is a distinguished litigator. He has over 30 years of experience. He's right now based out of several places, if I'm not mistaken, at least Houston and San Antonio, maybe even Utah.
A week in Utah,
here and there in Utah, a week in Texas. He is licensed everywhere you can imagine. He is a well-known expert on all these subjects. And today, you're going to talk to us about NTAs and Fernandez and that whole mess that we're all watching play out before our very eyes. Thank you so much.
The 1 week in Utah is hiking or skiing, and the 1 week here is work. Not bad. Good afternoon to all of you. Thank you very much for having me. I have a tendency to lower my voice as I keep talking, so I'll try to look out for that. Today's topic is, as you see, non-compliant and naughty NTAs. They actually spelled that N-A-U-G-H-T-Y, and I had to remind them I wasn't going there. It is K-N-O-T-T-Y. They are naughty in that sense. Today, I'm going to try to make this as simple as possible. First, there is a paper among your material. A slightly different version of that paper is published October 1st, about a month ago, in Bender's Immigration Bulletin. If you want that one, it should be on our website, but it's substantively about the same, and it should appear in a law review, hopefully in the next couple of months as well. In addition, I know some of you love outlines, so I spend a few hours on Sunday, and I prepared an outline for you of the topic. Also, I'll let the ladies at the front have it, and I'm sure they'll post it to your web pages, however way that process works. It's a long outline, it's about 12 pages, and that should give you further information. Finally, the paper I gave you is rather dense. It covers the law, I think, thoroughly. My purpose with this power presentation is really just to summarize things and try to give most of you an idea of what's going on. Some of you may practice a lot in court and do a lot of removal work. Some may not, but at least all of you should have an idea as to where we are. The starting point is this. INA Section 239A, which requires, that's the section known as the initiation of removal proceedings, that in order to start a removal proceeding, you got to give written notice, and the statute calls it notice to appear. And to give you a little history, in 1997 or 1996, September 30th, 1996, when IRA was passed, we used to have as our charging document a document called order to show cause. That was replaced, set aside, and this new document was created, notice to appear. That's the NTA you all see nowadays. Prior to 1997, we only had an OSC and another charging document for exclusion cases. This document, notice to appear, went into effect April 1st, 1997, the effective date of IRA-IRA for this purpose. And starting in 1997, a notice to appear, and I give you this history, it's very important to the rest of what I have to say, a notice to appear had to include a lot of information. The one we're focused on is it had to specify at the very bottom the date and place at which the proceeding was to be held. All of you who have appeared in court have had NTAs.